Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
JV program. We can't control a lot of things, but we can control the fact that we're here for you, for us, for the betterment of the world. Here we are to fix things. Well, I don't talk about fixing things. Whether we can actually fix them or not remains to be seen. We can have a better attitude toward things. My attitude is obviously, depending on how serious the day is, my attitude is one that suggests that, okay, it's not so good today, but maybe it'll be better tomorrow. A lot of things going on, as usual. There's nothing really, there is no, I remember probably 15, 20 years ago when I was doing this, there were people, lazy talk show hosts, who used to say, well, not much to talk about today, it's a slow news day. There's always something to talk about, there's always something going on. And now, we have four major crises, I guess, as much as the situation with the Ukraine, situation with the economy, situation with COVID still is anything but nimble. And then we have the latest on Roe v. Wade, which has got a lot of people worked up as maybe we ought to. I think that's the way it ought to be, frankly. I thought it was interesting that Senator Collins of Maine reacted to the leak. There's a lot of there's the leak and then there's the story. And part of the story is the leak. Apparently, some members of the House Oversight Committee are not happy because there is this leak. And so they sent a letter over to the Justice Department looking for an investigation into how this leak occurred. I don't remember leaks like this at any other time. Anybody remember? Jennifer is out today. Victoria is here, and Jay is here. Jay Kirzner, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. The 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. That's something that we'll have to spend our time on.
Star Wars Day.
Yes, yeah. It is Star Wars Day. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But okay, yeah, I don't know. I've certainly, if I ever was aware of a leak like this, it certainly wasn't over an issue this large. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's why this is in the focus so much, because this is such a big deal.
Right.
But, yeah, should leaks happen? Of course not. And I think everyone can agree on that. But I think it's a little bit, I think depending on where you come out on this issue, if, you know, there are a lot of people who are pro-life or whatever that means, anti-abortion, who are coming out and trying to make the story about the leak itself, and everyone else is like, well, wait a minute, you're really trying to pull focus from the actual issue here, which is what's written in the brief. So I think it just depends where you are, you know.
Where is the law here, and whether they're going to let it just slide or not, that doesn't seem to be appropriate.
I think they'll find whoever did it.
Yeah,
right. It came from a clerk, so not that. I don't think it's that difficult to find out.
How many clerks does the Supreme Court justice have? Anybody know?
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
You hear about all these people that get onto the Supreme Court who clerked for some of the judges. Wasn't the most recent appointee? She was a clerk for
Justice Breyer, whom she replaced. So
Right. Yep. So anyway,
Brett Kavanaugh clerked for. There was someone he clerked for as well, right?
I think you're right.
Not every Supreme Court justice was a clerk.
What does it mean to clerk? They really do the work, right?
They do a lot of case preparation and brief preparation.
Right. Yeah. All right. Speaking of Kavanaugh, he apparently, and so did Gorsuch. Well, if you listen to Senator Susan Collins, who's a Republican from Maine, and often she tips the balance one way or another as to the scale of Republican, Democrat votes, et cetera, et cetera. She said that if this leak, if the information, if the document is accurate, it is inconsistent with discussions that she had with both Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. And I remember the public discussion when they were up for appointment, and they both said, I remember this fairly well, that they would not change Roe v. Wade.
They said they considered it settled law.
Yeah.
And that's, yeah. And so that was the assurance that they both gave Susan Collins behind closed doors, which, as a Republican and one of the very few Republican women who is pro-choice, mm-hmm. that's what gave her the assurance that she could confirm them. And so, yeah, I'm sure she feels very betrayed. She had one-on-one conversations with these people, and, you know, and now they've gone back on what, you know, the word that they gave her. So,
well, the final vote hasn't been taken yet. So those who are supportive of Roe v. Wade maybe hold their breath. The people who want to get rid of it, whether you hold your breath or you don't, I see something brewing here. Whether Roberts didn't have control of the vote or the control of the situation, he looks bad in this as well, because he's also said on many occasions that it's settled law. So there's three of them.
Well, he's voting against it. He's not voting. I think Roberts is going to side with keeping Roe v. Wade.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. I mean, we're huffing and puffing and doing a lot of stuff that may create a circumstance where these guys who are voting on, because it's so political, it's not about the law anymore, it's about politics. And so as this continues to be it's a serious consideration, maybe the most serious consideration. There have been plenty of things that have gone to the Supreme Court that have been very important. Obviously, that's how they get there. I think there have been a lot of Supreme Court decisions that have been a waste of time. At least in my playbook, this is a serious decision. I have said often over the years, from when I started doing talk in 1974 to now, that I don't see, and it was a big hubbub, and then it went away. During the 80s, there wasn't much discussion of it. During the 90s, 2000, there hasn't been a lot of discussion until Trump became president. And I don't even know where I remember, you know, some people say he's against it, he's for it. I mean, I don't really care what he thinks, but under the circumstances, there are a lot of people that don't make up their own mind. They look for some leader, a supposed leader, to tell them what to think instead of thinking for themselves. Anybody who thinks for himself or herself about this on either side, in my opinion, based on my years and years of experience talking to people about this, most people don't want to deal with it because it is so disruptive. Of all the things going on that I just enumerated, the four or five things that are before us right now, this is by far the most disruptive. And where it gets you, there are the people who say, well, the elections, well, this will be good for the Republicans. And others say, well, this will be good for the Democrats. It's not good for anybody. Mm-hmm. It is not good for anyone. There is no way this helps to bring this country, which is torn apart by lots of other issues. This is not going to do us any good by any stretch of the imagination. And those of you who think it'll change things, it won't. It just puts this stuff back underground instead of on the surface. There are plenty of other issues. We used marijuana as an example, where it's in one state legal and other states not, the black market. Abortions are going to continue no matter what. You think you're going to get rid of them by changing the law? You're not. You're just going to give people an opportunity to get sicker or perhaps die in the back mm-hmm. room of some church or wherever the hell it's done.
It's not an age thing, but you know, Jay and I weren't alive when that was happening. But my mom certainly remembers those days, you know, what they call the back alley abortions and women, you know, women who were dying and things. My mom, when we were talking about this in her lifetime, she just said she just never thought that we would be back there again.
Yeah.
And my mom is by no means pro-abortion, but she wants every woman to make that choice for herself, which is how I feel.
Yeah. I'm not pro-abortion at all.
Yeah, and being pro-choice does not make you pro-abortion.
Right.
I am very against abortion.
It's been marketed
and
that
and
way by the Republicans against liberal women, but yes, it doesn't mean that you're pro-abortion. It means you want every woman to have the right to make a choice for herself.
I think we leave it at, let's see what happens. There's nothing we can say or do at this point other than talk about it and people making sure that, and supposedly the Supreme Court is immune to influence from outside. That's a bunch of hokey pokey as well. Of course, they're subject to it. I'm sure that they've already gotten calls, all of them, from members of Congress, who knows the president, but this is not, they're not operating in a vacuum here. And maybe that's why, because somebody who's who knows what motivates people on the left or the right to have leaked this, somebody did. And so that's wrong, A, but maybe because of that, it sort of pushes the discussion, and so they don't make the discussion, they don't make the decision in a vacuum. It influences it to a certain point. Anyway, so if in fact they do vote for it and it does pass, then there'll be an uproar and there'll be legislation to change it, yada, 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 again. And you look and you understand what you're dealing with Kavanaugh and Gorsuch. If, in fact, they have changed their mind, then they're lying SOBs. There's nothing in the world that has changed situationally that would cause them to change because of some radical something going on. Oh, we better fix this. No, this has been a consistent political problem for years and years and years. And most of the people making the noise are men who never have to go through this.
Or so, they just pay for it when it happens to them.
Yeah.
Whether it's a daughter or a mistress or a girlfriend. This does not, and unfortunately, this is not really hitting home, and I'm happy that, and I've always known your stance on it, Doug, so I do not include you in this, but there are a lot of men that right now, just in my own circle of friends, like, you know, friends are educating boyfriends and husbands, like, why this is really such a big deal? Because for the most part, you know, we're all married to...
On.
That's well, but we're but for the most part, men don't, they're not affected by this, you know, and it's like, well, if they get somebody pregnant and the woman doesn't want to carry the baby, then, you know, or you know, carry a fetus to term, then, you know, they just go, okay, well,
they're slimewads, just like the people who said that they weren't, that it was decided law and they changed their mind. All right.
Yeah.
17 to change after the hour. Back to 1997 when Calitrin was created, the famous, wonderful, workable, drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product, safe for everybody to take because it's all natural. There have been, over the years, more testing always and case studies of Calitrin, how it works. And to this point, there have been two ways of getting it, liquid and capsule. Right now, this is the news this week from Calitrin. Pretty exciting stuff because it's going to be absolutely easier. This is all the ingredients are in a flavorless powder now, which you can get same way you get all the others. Go to toploss.com and order one, two, or all three of them if you want. Take them here, there, and everywhere. Check it all out at toploss.com. And when you decide to buy, Mother's Day special, buy three, get three free. Use the code DJV.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, reviens de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissants for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians,
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, President of Real Estate Services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 at the hour now. This is the DJV program. Hopefully you knew that. I guess if you're new to the program, this is the portion of the program where Jay Kirshner digs around into some of the social media, some of the things people are talking about. You know, I see this story about Meg Ryan, and I was last night, for whatever the reason, I was really distracted by a bunch of stuff that was going on, and finally, I don't know, about 9:30, I stopped what I was doing. I turned on the television, and there was an older movie, a baseball movie with Kevin Costner and Kelly Preston. And I hadn't seen her. How long ago did she die? She married to John Travolta. But when she died of breast cancer, what, 4 or 5 years ago? You remember?
Was it 19 or 20? It wasn't 2020, was it? Was it 19?
I feel like it was either the beginning of COVID or maybe right before.
Mm-hmm. It was shocking because nobody knew she had breast cancer until her death.
Yeah. Young. Anyway,
Pretty, too. I always liked her in movies. Yeah. She was wonderful in Jerry Maguire. She was great in that movie.
It was July 2020. Wow.
Was it? I don't remember the name of the movie. I didn't pay any attention to the name of the movie. I just thought it was kind of a sweet story. Costner has been, I was thinking as well about her. And, yeah, she was played a very sweet part. And Costner has been in, what, how many baseball movies has he been in?
I know,
three,
right? He's kind
four,
of like...
five? He's been in a lot of them. Anyway, so I just was thinking about that when I saw this Meg Ryan thing, which we will talk about right after this.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
All right, so Meg Ryan is coming back to the surface again. And I wonder if that means she's fixed her face yet again. What is that? Is that sort of...
Well, she's coming back to romantic comedies. It's been over a decade since we've last seen her in a rom-com.
What was the last one she was in? Do you remember?
The last romantic comedy?
Yeah,
let's see. Was it The Women? Maybe The Women in 2008? I'm looking at her IMDb, and some of these I don't recognize.
Mm-hmm.
Ithaca
was the
last.
Oh, I remember The Women. Yeah, I remember The Women.
That was a good one.
That was an ensemble cast, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you had Jada Pinkett Smith, Ava Mendez, Deborah Messing.
Yeah, I think that movie was actually when she started to get a lot of backlash for plastic surgery. I think that movie was kind of where everyone's like, ooh, we haven't seen her in a while, and now she looks really different. And, you know, every time a woman's appearance changes, it's always a headline. And so she got a lot of negative headlines for that.
Yeah, but
the last film she was in was Ithaca, 2015. That was her directorial debut. This is going to be her romantic comedy directorial debut. And it is expected for 2023. It's called What Happens
Later. There you go. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Toyota North America announced it is boosting engineering support across North America operations. The company will add 220 new positions to Toyota Production Engineering Division, which serves as a go-between for design and manufacturing. The additional support will increase Toyota's capacity to use innovative engineering technology to design and build manufacturing plants and equipment. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After Tuesday's Supreme Court of the United States draft leak, illegally obtained by Politico, indicating Roe versus Wade may be on its final days, President Biden, without mentioning the lives it would save, talks about the impact of unwanted pregnancies.
Look, the idea that concerns me a great deal that we're going to, after 50 years, decide a woman does not have a right to choose.
Any change to Roe versus Wade would not eliminate abortion. It would make states the deciding factor in America. Author J.D. Vance won Ohio's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, it ain't the death of the America First agenda.
Vance will run against Democrat Tim Ryan in November. Trump's endorsements are 77 wins, 0 losses in Illinois and Ohio. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
As inflation is wrecking the American economy, Deutsche Bank reported last week there's a 50-50 chance the inflation will nosedive into a recession in 2023. Senate Minority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor this week.
Inflation's hit a staggering 8.5% on Democrats' watch as a result of Democrat policies. Last week, the Commerce Department announced that personal consumption expenditures climbed at their fastest rate this past year since 1982, 40 years ago. Americans are paying 10% more on groceries than they were a year ago, about $1.25 more for a gallon of gas. In every aisle of the supermarket, in every big box store, the prices families pay for essentials have skyrocketed. As the owner of a coffee house in my hometown of Louisville put it, we're trying not to pass on too much to the customers, but it comes to a time when you just have to. The owner of a long-standing butcher shop nearby said, quote, "We're all holding our breath." That goes for small business owners and shoppers alike.
On May 15th and through the early morning of May 16th, the full flower moon will enter Earth's shadow, causing a total lunar eclipse that will be visible from the majority of the Americas. Again, that's May 15th, starting at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when a white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jennifer is not here. Doug Steffen is here. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner. Victoria just said something off the air that really disturbed me about Tom Cruise. How dare you?
What? I just said in the picture that he posted, that Lady Gaga posted, because, you know, I was just in Vegas and I saw her show on Saturday night, and then Sunday night was the final night of her residency, and Tom Cruise showed up to support her and watch the show, and she posted a picture of them. I just thought he looked really bad.
Really?
But, I don't know, my mom has had a huge crush on him forever, and she thought he looked... She goes, I think he looks older, but I don't think he looks bad.
Well, he does look older because he is older.
Yeah, I did a double take. I didn't even realize it was Tom Cruise at first. Yeah. Did you see the picture?
I did not. Why don't you post it on our social media and we'll see maybe the before and after pictures? What was that? Yesterday when I was young. Who did that? Was it Kenny Rogers? I think that's a Kenny Rogers song. Yesterday when I was young. It was Kenny Rogers. So that's maybe that's how, that's the caption of the picture that you put up there. Speaking of Gaga, the new song that is coming from the movie, getting a lot of Oscar buzz already. This is from Top Gun Maverick. You want to crank this up, Phil, a little bit?
Answer, let God whisper how to tell me in deepest. I say that you're bleeding. You don't need to show me again. But if you decide to, I'll ride in this life with you. I won't let go till the end.
Riding in the sky with you? There you
it
go.
Has like a...
This is the finale of the movie, I'm going to guess, right?
I would imagine this would be the, right? Like the closing credits?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Isn't that how they use Berlin? Take My Breath Away? Wasn't that at the end of the movie?
I thought at first that they played it during a love scene.
That was during it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was during
and
the
then
film.
I think they played it again in the end, so I'm not sure where they're going to use this song.
The two of them get together at the end of the movie, yeah.
But this definitely feels like, with the guitar stuff, it feels like a really good fit for Top Gun.
Yeah. Is Jennifer Connelly the love interest? Who's the love interest in this Top Gun?
I don't know, but Jennifer Connelly is in it for sure, right?
I think
Ed
she's
Harris. It's a really good cast.
Yeah, yeah.
Val Kilmer
cast.
Is in it.
John Hamm plays sort of his nemesis. Anyway, the Lady Gaga performance you went to see, she must have sung this song in the
No,
set,
no,
right?
She didn't. This just dropped.
Really?
This literally just dropped last night. So, I saw her jazz and piano residency, which just ended this weekend, and it was where she does all her old the standards, the Tony Bennett stuff in front of the big orchestra, and then she did a few of her own songs at the piano. She makes them acoustic. It was incredible. If you ever get a chance, I've never seen her before this. If anyone ever gets a chance to see her, you will not be disappointed. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. She's a great entertainer, and I think pretty fine human being, too. I never did quite understand the controversy. It didn't really affect her at the Oscars when she was out. She brought, what's her face?
Liza Minnelli.
Liza Minnelli in the wheelchair. I didn't understand that controversy. You know, people say, she was taking advantage of Liza Minnelli, and...
Well, I don't think anyone blamed Gaga. She was just there doing her thing. But they said that the show producers forced Liza to use a wheelchair when she didn't want to. So that's when Michael Feinstein, her Broadway friend, said that the Oscars set Liza up to make her look bad and made her look frail. And I guess she was uncomfortable.
She hasn't been healthy for years. She had a drug addiction that wrecked her body. She's been unhealthy for years. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's her friend defending her, which is fine. But,
that's fine, sure. Yeah. Right, Michael Feinstein, great pianist. 39 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Anybody see the spectacular Aquid, is that how you pronounce it? Aquid meteor shower?
Aquarius?
Is that how you pronounce it?
Aquarius. I don't know, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
The Aquarian meteor shower. Well, it's supposed to peak just before dawn on the 5th.
All right, so that's tomorrow.
Yeah, from
where can we see
May
this?
May 4th, 5th, and 6th. In the northern hemisphere, a few hours just past midnight, you can see 20 to 30 meteors per hour, but the best place is south of the equator, where you'll see about 40 meteors per hour, but the peak is just before dawn on the 5th.
So people wonder what, people who don't know, think that these, well, they are asteroid pieces, but they seem to be in orbit almost around the Earth. You know, the worry, if you go back to some of the movies, when we're going to get wiped out again like the dinosaurs did, then you see in the movies and hear that music, you're going to hear the noise of the asteroid coming toward the Earth, and that sort of thing. And people think, when they don't really know, they see these meteor showers, and they think they're pieces of something that we haven't been told by our government. We're going to get hit at any time by these things, which is not how this works at all. These showers happen pretty much every year, I think, at this time, right? They're in orbit, in some sort of an orbit around, at least some of them are, around the Earth. And they hit the sun just at the right place. That's why you see the light. Anything you see in the night sky, that like the moon, that's all light from the sun as it hits the moon. And so you say to yourself, well, how come it changes from quarter to quarter, or week to week, or day to day, night to night? Because the moon is turning on its axis the same as the Earth is. It's really, I mean, it just is so amazing. When you think about it, we think about all the things that trouble us day in and day out. How many people actually think, and I go, now I get off on this toot every once in a while, but it really is true, how amazing it is that things work the way they do. I mean, think about it. The moon was once a piece of the Earth. And in the probably the second billion, between the second and third billion year cycle, something crashed into the Earth. A big chunk of the Earth at that time came off of it, and it wasn't round. But somehow or other, as it went out and found its way to an orbit, it has over the years, it has been, by whatever circumstances there are in that atmosphere, it's become round. They're almost round. And so that's what we see. But that was, it wasn't around when we had the collision back then with whatever big asteroid hit the Earth, and the chunk of the, you know, the Earth was still being formed kind of, and it was soft. So that, you know, but think about it. Now it goes out, it finds its own orbit, spins in a normal, regular fashion the way the Earth does. Every 28 days, it goes around in a cycle and a circle, and its relationship to the Earth causes the light to be brighter at sometimes, and it doesn't have any light at all at other times. When you look up in the sky and you see this stuff and think, how in the world do we, you know, what's our relationship to the universe? We're just little, and we fight about all this stupid stuff, and you look up there, and maybe because I'm thinking about this because today is Star Wars Day.
Good day to look up at the stars, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. And I don't know, I just am. Meanwhile, here we are going through this ridiculous situation. Damn Putin is still alive, even though he's, you know, it seems that even his own
people. Oh, can you guys catch me up on this? Because I've been in Vegas and I didn't watch any news or anything. So I saw this thing on the plane yesterday. So Putin has cancer? Is that confirmed now?
Well, he has all kinds of things. He's got cancer, he's got Alzheimer's, he's got Parkinson's.
I know there were rumors about, I think the rumors were Parkinson's, right? That we sort of heard initially, but I didn't know that there was cancer too. So
yeah,
wow.
Right.
Yeah, and surgery for the cancer.
He does not look healthy. You know, the images that we've seen, he looks very, very pale.
Well, there's a rumor
kind of
floating
frail.
Around now that he's dead. That
really?
He's dead, and that there are people that are, you know, sort of propping up whatever it was that he was doing, making it seem, but nobody's seen him in any way, shape, or form since last week. And so other than the guy who had the knife, maybe the knife slipped and got his throat instead of whatever they were operating on. But he hasn't been seen. Now, the other side of it is, if you're having a serious operation like that, then you're not probably going to be seen. But there isn't even any publicity saying, oh, look at our supreme leader is, you know, that'd be something the Chinese would say, I guess.
North Korea.
Okay.
Yeah, the supreme leader is the North Korean guy. Yeah. But although, remember everyone thought he was on death's door, and then now he's bounced back, and he looks better than ever. So cockroaches just tend to, you know, they're hard to kill.
They live forever. Let's hope that the cockroach who is Putin doesn't live forever. See, the Pope went. The Pope is in. This is a strange play here. The Pope said yesterday he was going to try to go to Ukraine, or going to try to talk to Putin. And then during some sort of an outreach, he floated the idea that NATO started the war by barking at Putin's door, whatever that translation means. And so he says he wants to go take a trip there to try to broker a ceasefire. But now he actually said two things. Let's go to Kiev. Then he said, well, maybe I should go to Moscow and try to talk to the people there and get some, you know, get them thinking about what they're doing and how bad it's going, and, you know, the rest of the world, what they're thinking, whether Putin hasn't been told, not likely if he's sick, he's going to see anybody, but that if he truly does have handlers around him, they're going to let the Pope see him. They're going to let anybody see him. So it's really a situation fluid and messy, 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 messy. The first evacuees from the steel plant in Mariupol have gone to another city. Try pronouncing that, right? That's it. Z-A-P-O-R-I-Z-H-Z-H-I-A. How would you pronounce that, Jay? Zaporizhzhia?
Not even going to try.
Oh, okay.
I think that's actually probably Zaporizhzhia,
yeah,
right? It's probably
close.
Try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hundreds of people evacuated. The mayor says 200 people remain inside the steel mill. 2,000 Ukrainian fighters are inside the plant, says Russia anyway. And, of course, yeah, that's a lie. They lie about everything. The Ukrainian
civilians, right? But they Russia's making it out like, oh, it's all soldiers, so it's fair game.
And they're afraid of us. That's why they're in there, because they don't want to fight the big, massive Russian army. So the Russians have demanded that they surrender. Ukrainians set up yours. And so, you know, on it goes. If the plant falls, frees up Russian troops to move up to other places. They're trying to go north in an offensive. But they're not. They're having so much trouble. You know, some of the soldiers are actually, the Ukrainians are laughing at them because they're so unprepared. They aren't. They're not prepared at all for this, it would seem. Otherwise, a big country like Russia, why in the world wouldn't they have been able to prevail quickly over a small country like Ukraine? Guess we're getting the answer to that daily, 48 after the hour.
Paid for by the American Hospital Association. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken its toll on the nation's healthcare workforce, especially nurses. A survey published in Workplace Health and Safety revealed nearly 45% of nurses encountered physical violence, and more than two-thirds were victims of verbal abuse in early 2020. Robin Begley is the AHA's chief nursing officer.
We are experiencing quite literally a growing assault on our profession. The women and men who dedicate themselves to saving lives deserve a safe and healthy practice environment, free of violence and intimidation.
The AHA is urging the Attorney General to support legislation that would create federal protections from intimidation and assault for healthcare workers. All workers deserve to feel safe on the job. And while we will never reduce violence in hospitals to zero, hospitals can insist on zero tolerance for abusive behavior. Visit AHA.org to learn more.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another Ivy League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Wednesday DJV program, Tech Talk Time. Tori's been gone for a couple of days, and it seems like Jay and I did a yeoman's job of doing Tech Talk. It almost sounded like Jay always sounds like she knows what she's talking about, but I did a couple of stories. Almost sounded, what do you think, Jay? Was I convincing that I knew what I was talking about?
Yeah, crushed it.
Yeah.
Hit it out of the park. It's awesome. Good job, Doug.
Thank you.
Victoria, you would have been proud.
Yes.
Excellent.
Right.
I've taught him well.
Yeah. All right, let's get to AC/DC.
He's my young Padawan. We'll stick with the Star Wars themes today, right?
Exactly.
He's my young Padawan.
May the Force be with me.
Yep.
All right, so let's get to what AT&T is now doing. As usual, the big scumbags and these big corporate things that are monopolies. So who's getting screwed by what today?
Well, the customer, as always.
Of course, right. Yeah.
I'm an AT&T
cellular. It'll be better. We'll merge and prices will go down and service will be better. That's what they always say.
Right.
Yep.
They love saying that. Yeah. Right. So I'm an AT&T cellular customer, and this affects me as well. So if you are if a loved one of yours is an AT&T customer, you may want to have a bit of a heads up with this. AT&T is raising the price of some of the older unlimited and mobile share plans in an effort to push people to their newer plans. So if you don't do anything, you will probably see anywhere between $6 to $12 a month increase in your current bill. Now, AT&T says we're encouraging our customers to explore the newer plans that have additional features and blah, 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 more flexibility, lower monthly costs, whatever. What the bottom line is, if you don't do anything, you're probably going to notice that your bill is going up. And then if you call them, they will either tell you that your plan is no longer going to be supported in the future, or that the price hike starts June 1st. So around that time, if you don't do anything to change the plan, then you will probably start seeing the increase starting June 1st. So if you are on a plan that is going to be discontinued, AT&T says and this is where it's so shady, they're not publishing the list of plans that are affected by this. So there is zero transparency here. But they said that be on the lookout for either an email or a text message, depending on what your communication settings are with AT&T. Now, the problem, though, is if they want everybody to sit and wait for an email from them to let them know if their plan will be affected by this new price hike, well, everyone gets so much spam, including me. If I get an AT&T email, I dismiss it. I don't even bother reading it because it's just all spam.
Right.
So there, a lot of people are going to be to probably get screwed over with this. And so, which obviously AT&T is trying to smooth this over and saying it's going to be a whole new wonderful world if you start with one of their new plans. So their current unlimited starter plan comes with unlimited talk, text, and data, access to 5G, 3 gigs of hotspot data a month, and stuff like that. That starts at $65 a month for a single line, but they're pushing people to have multiple lines. So if you have 5 lines at once for everyone in your household, that price will drop down to $30. Of course, the word unlimited is a big crock as well, because back in 2011, AT&T got itself into a lot of trouble because they started throttling unlimited plans. And this was the whole net neutrality thing coming into play, and they were throttling data plans that were supposed to... Remember when the firefighters in Arizona, this is going back a couple years ago, they couldn't communicate with each other because AT&T and Verizon had throttled their data plans,
yeah,
and it became a national story, only because people's lives were on the line. Yeah. So... If you're an AT&T customer, make sure you call them up and find out what your new options are.
The Securities and Exchange Commission has a big announcement. We'll talk about that after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I guess this deals with the scam of the day, the week, or the year, right, Victoria?
Yep, scam of the day, yeah. So the Security and Exchange Commission, the SEC, announced they're going to double their cryptocurrency enforcement division, which is now actually called the Cyber Unit, and they're adding another 20 positions to the Crypto Assets and Cyber Unit. This is essentially because there are so many scams. Right now, the biggest one is called the rug pull, and operators of a project solicit investment, they promise big returns, and then they literally just take off with your money. And it's happened recently with a collection of 3D avatars called Frosties. There's a crypto token inspired by the Netflix show Squid Game that's just basically a scam. And so this new staff, they're going to add positions, including investigative attorneys, trial counsels, and fraud analysts to try to protect consumers. But just be careful with crypto. You've got to know what you're doing.
Let's hear it for the good guys in the government. Hip, hip, hooray! 59 past the hour.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.